This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. My guest and I are walking through Reykjavik city centre because we tried to have this conversation in a couple of cafes in the city centre, but they were just too busy and too noisy, and we decided collectively that we would get some fresh air and wander around the capital. My guest is Dr. Philip J. Doyle, who is a musician and more here in Iceland, with a fascinating story to tell. And as we ambulate, as we wander around, Phil, where do you want to start? Let's start with your journey to Iceland, okay. Where you're from and what brought you here.
Okay, so I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. I'm from Chicago originally. Oak Park, River Forest, and I had just finished my PhD at the University of Miami, and a friend of mine who has known me since I was 18, who went to school with me, Einar Skjæving, actually, gave me a call and asked if I wanted to do a show in Akureyri that was called Cabaret. Mm. He said it would probably run for a few months, and would you be interested in doing it? And I said, no, you know, I wasn't going to move all the way across the world.
And what would doing it have meant? You as a performer?
Yeah, it was for a theatrical show. So it would have been saxophone, flute, and clarinet.
Yeah.
And it was so funny that it was on the day of when I handed in the dissertation. So I gave it a think, and I actually just decided to go for an adventure. And so packed a few bags, moved to Akureyri. The show actually went really well. So extended past 3 months, so I got a permit for that, and then when that show was over, I did another show, and it just kind of went from there. I started teaching at Tonac in Akureyri, right? Mm. I was the fog story of the rhythmic division for a moment, and taught a whole bunch of different subjects like jazz improvisation and jazz history. Mm. And then a few years after that, I met my partner, and then about half a year after that, moved to Reykjavik. And then about a year after that, we bought our house together in Álftanes. So
I love not just of your partner, but of Iceland, very much at the heart of the story. You were convinced by the place when you came here.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was beautiful. And Akureyri as well is a stunning place.
It is.
It's like, I guess you would liken it in America to a ski town or a sort of ski resort town. It has that feeling. You see the mountains everywhere. So it's just a wonderful place.
Culturally as well, as we've talked about a lot on RÚV English Radio, not least because it's the biggest place for a significant distance in any direction.
Sure.
But culturally, it is very, very important, isn't it?
I would say so. I would say all of it's culturally important. I think it's very distinct. I think the community is a wonderful community. Some absolutely fantastic musicians and educators there in Akureyri. Tonac is doing great. Hjólvur is doing very well with that school. So I was honored to be a part of that journey for about 2 years before moving to Reykjavik.
Okay. And now you're here and you're teaching.
Yes, so I was teaching at FE Hall, Tónlistarskóli FE Hall, for about 4 years. That was a similar situation. We did music business, music technology, songwriting, actually in collaboration with the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami. Taught three levels of improvisation, jazz history, some piano, just wore a lot of hats there.
Yeah.
And then just recently, I can officially announce, I've joined the team at Listahauskoli as the fagstjóri and director of a new program called TNT, which is Tónlist, Nýsköpun og Tækni, which means music, innovation, and technology. And it's an amazing bachelor's degree that we're launching in August with an incredible faculty team. That I was very fortunate to be the project manager for about 6 months ago, with quite a large committee with some very special guests, an Oscar winner and a BAFTA winner, and that's as much as I'll say, but it was an incredible group of people who helped design and create the degree.
Well, congratulations to having you.
Thank you very much.
For that new part of your professional life here. Thank but as a performer, you play not just the sax, but it's very much at the heart of what you do on a lot of stuff here, don't you? You'll pop up in a lot of credits.
Yeah, I'm extremely fortunate. So So it was really interesting from the musical side of things. I had been back and forth to Iceland a few times before I moved. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was the Reykjavik Jazz Festival one year. And so I met people there. I got to know the community a bit. And then I was actually doing some remote recording with Thorir Ulfarsson, who was doing a lot of production and a lot of records, a lot of tracks. That's actually, I started recording a few tracks with Greta Orvason. I do play quite a bit with Stjórnin now for several years. And so that kind of started the connection with the community. And then when I moved, it just got, it developed from there.
Yes.
And I've been extremely lucky to, you know, have kind of found a wonderful place here in the community. Mm. One of the first gigs was actually with Todmobile. And it was great, you know, because Thorvaldur was the musical director for the cabaret show.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember exactly when it was, but he says, just come join us at Harpa. You know, we're doing cuts. I didn't know what Harpa was.
It's directly in front of us now as we have this unscheduled walk around the Capitol.
At the time, I said, so I said, okay, great, this sounds great. And then when I showed up, he said, just play with us, you know, just figure it out.
Yeah.
And when I got there, it was a huge, it was at Elgborg, right? Huge audience. It was an anniversary concert with Todmobile. And I was performing live with them, and it was being recorded and videotaped. And that was just, you know, so such a rush. It was such a great time, too.
And something we've talked about a lot in terms of musicians is how collaborative Iceland is. And I guess from your perspective, it would need to be for you to work as well as you've done here. But you've obviously found it a collaborative place. You've found it a place where people want to work with each other musically.
Absolutely, and I think that's essential. The world has changed quite a bit with remote technology, internet. We're sort of on the verge of being able to perform music in near real time. Mm. MIDI at the moment is almost zero latency. So you can have a ghost set of instruments that are controlled via MIDI remotely from thousands of miles away with almost zero latency.
Latency is the delay between someone pressing the key and the noise appearing.
So right now, if it's video, you know, or internet too, that's about the latency.
Yeah.
And so we've come quite a long way with that. So one of my goals with the program is to connect the university and the students to a lot of other universities and other students doing similar studies across the globe.
Well, you will know, of course, in Akureyri that Hollywood movies have been scored in that town, in that city, using the kind of remote technology you're talking about.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be on the Eurovision movie.
Okay.
The Fire Saga, with, I think that was Atli Orvason that wrote that, was doing that project.
And you played on that?
I did, for a brief moment. So there's maybe 8 seconds where there's a transition scene going from a small town to Reykjavik. And that's me and two other horn players. Yes, we recorded that in Akureyri, which was great.
Do you want to compose and write? You are performing on lots of other people's records, but do you want to, as a creator of your own work, move down that path?
Absolutely. So there's been, you know, there's been so many projects. Most recently, the Future Forecast record that came out with Peter Erskine, who was in Weather Report, who's one of the best drummers in the world, and Matthew Garrison, who's the son of Jimmy Garrison, who played in John Coltrane's quartet. That was Jakob Freeman's project that we recorded, I think it was about a year ago, with Raga Gisla and just Eithor Gunnarsson, and Sigtryggur Baldursson was there, and just incredible group of people. So that was sort of the most recent collaborative project that was on a record. There is, we're discussing maybe doing another one of those. That's about probably all I should say at the moment. But and then I'm going to release soon a mix by Francisco Fabri, incredible musician, producer, engineer, a recording from 2021 at the Jazz Festival with a super group, and a piece that I wrote that was a spectral-based piece that actually included a Grammy-winning sound engineer on sound devices with us, and Oscar Gudjonsson, Snorri Sigurðarson on trumpet, Mikael Mani on guitar, Thomas Jonsson on keys, Kjartan Valdemarsson on piano. I think it was about everybody. And, you know, I'm really excited about that.
Yes.
And absolutely, as that goes along, you know, it's just continuing to write and collaborate and come up with ideas for projects.
How does your life now, professionally and personally, compare with the life that you had in Chicago? Personally first.
It's blessed. I'm just happy.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'll say this, that, you know, I think it's quite a move, right? And I've talked to some friends since then, and, you know, I always had an innate sense that it was going to work. When I was here, I made a decision to stay, and I made a decision to find a path in order to do that. And, you know, I'm also recently a Polish citizen, which, of course, makes a difference as well.
In terms of freedom of movement,
You know, and also American citizen. But the I think what's important is, if there's a message, you know, here, is that, you know, to really, you know, when you make a decision to do something, really stick to it, you know, and you'll find a path if it's the right thing for you. Mm-hmm. And I feel incredibly blessed and feel like this was the right place to be for me.
And professionally, the reason I want to ask that is that obviously the population of Chicago is many times the total population of Iceland.
Sure.
But it feels like, maybe you can correct me, but it feels like you found more professional opportunities here than you might have had in Chicago. Or is it because you're looking in a different way?
I wouldn't say it that way. So, you know, I've been on tour with Casey and the Sunshine Band, you know, about 100-something gigs a year, you know, all around the world. Mm-hmm. I played the Today Show on NBC.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've done a lot of things in the States. And I wouldn't say there's any less or more in any place. I think it's just a matter of what you want to do and finding a niche, mm-hmm. being really good at that niche, and also just, you know, being great with people and getting to know people and being around and being a positive influence. You know, I think it's so important for all of us to think not just about, you know, maybe where we want to go personally in life, but, you know, how we can be a part of that collective in a positive way. For everybody.
Which is something that it seems that you are achieving.
I hope so.
Let's finish with a piece of music of your choice. Now, as I said, you've performed on many different recordings.
Yeah.
I am putting you on the spot because we've not planned this part, we've not planned any part of this conversation, but we've not planned this bit either.
Okay.
So, a piece of music that either represents what you do or that you'd like us to hear that you are on.
I would absolutely say this track I'm about to release. I'm going to release it on Spotify, all the different channels. It's mixed, it's ready to go. I just need to release it.
So we're getting a sneak preview today.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're hearing this track before it hits Spotify, before it hits the streaming services.
A mix of improv, spectral playing, so the tunings are really complex in that it's not equal temperament, which is our traditional tuning system for pianos and things.
Which jazz sometimes departs from, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And so it's a little bit of a mix of everything.
Yes.
It's sort of jazz, it's sort of avant-garde, and I feel like that piece worked out really well. And I just haven't released it in years, and I finally made the decision to mix it and master it. It's called Neon.
Let's hear Neon. Phil, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And thank you for the exercise as well, walking around Reykjavik. You left me at the wrong end of Loyavik from my car now, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to walk back to it.
Right.
Philip J. Dole, thank you very much indeed.
Day.
It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is. Thank you.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.